Hey, New Life. Have you ever heard anyone say that stories sell? Jesus was a great storyteller. In fact, he loved to tell parables. Now, often when we come to read the parables of Jesus, we miss them because parables were embedded in the world of the one telling the parable and the listener. But let me try and help you understand them a little bit here. Parables were stories that conveyed in simple images great truths about God. They conveyed theology. They conveyed what Jesus felt that God was like and what he expected us to be like. Often we find his Jewish contemporaries also telling parables, and they would use stock images. It's just like when we go to the movies. No matter what the genre is, we know that there is a stock story, but yet we go. Why? Because we want to see how this movie's going to tell it differently than that one. The same thing was true with the telling of parables. But parables are a part of their world. And that's something that often we find a separation from. We also sometimes miss out on the parables because of how we've come to name them. For example, we speak of the parable of the sower as is found in Luke chapter 8. But the sower is really not the one that's important in the parable, and neither is the seed. Rather, it's the parable of four soils. And the question is, what kind of soil are you going to be? Jesus uses an image that his listeners would have seen and known and understood. Someone broadcasting his seed as he is seeding his field. Some of it falls upon the path. Some falls on rocky soil. Some falls among the weeds. And some falls in the good soil. Again, what kind of soil do you want to be? Now, in Jesus' explanation of the parable, he describes the good soil as being the person that has the good heart. That is the soil that produces a hundredfold bumper crop. But what does it mean to have a good heart? Well, in Jesus' world, having a good heart was one who was generous. You'll notice that the seed that falls among the weeds, that is the one that gets choked out by money and by the cares of life. Sounds familiar sometimes to our life, right? Worry, financial frustration, concern, blocks our ability to be generous. But it's the one that falls on the good soil, the one that has the good heart. That's the one that Jesus expects his listeners to say, I want to be like that. How do you want to be? What kind of soil are you? Are you the good soil? Then have a good heart. Have a generous heart. Share with those in need.
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college, and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.